Welcome to the LTC Hospitality Podcast. We're here to help hospitality professionals live their best life, give them the training they need to grow, and to help them create the most welcoming atmosphere to serve their customers and guests. Enjoy the show. Today, we have another DISC special, and we have Lisa Jacoby, a corporate coach. She's all the way in Italy right now. I think Florence, Italy, correct?
That's right.
All right. So, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about customer service today and how it relates to the I personality.
Okay. I'd like to start off by just saying what customer service is. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people, if you just say customer service, think it's kind of what you do when you haven't served a customer well. Actually, the new way people speak about customer service is customer service kind of the old expression. The new, you know what? Let's start all over again. I don't like that.
You just keep going.
You don't want to start all over?
I'll cut it out.
Okay. Okay, thank you for having me. Yeah, so today we're going to talk about customer service. And I like to first define customer service a little bit. So when you first contact a customer, that is usually considered customer service. But in that first interaction, you might be selling. So that's also kind of put under the heading of customer service. And customer service itself is often considered what happens after the sale. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking about selling a little bit today and what happens after the sale, both of them. In today's terminology, people don't talk about customer service so much, probably for that reason, because there's sales and then there's the service part. And they're kind of interchangeable, because sometimes you'll walk into a place, somebody ignores you, they're rude to you, and you say, that place has really bad customer service. You don't say that place has really bad sales. Mm-hmm. So to really make it more clear what people usually say when they're talking about what we do when we interact with a customer, either initially or after, is say customer experience. Mm-hmm. So that's really what we're going to be talking about, the customer experience. And I like to make it even more simple. I think what we're really talking about is how to make customers happy, whether they're a customer we've never met or someone we've worked with or served many times. And I think the one sign that lets us know that we've made a customer happy is when they say, wow. So that's what we're going to be shooting for mm-hmm. today.
Yes.
How to get our customers to say wow in every interaction, from when they walk in the door or get on the phone with us till the very end of our interaction together. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who have been listening, you know that we've been talking about customer service with DISC, D-I-S-C, which is a system of looking at the four personality types. And for those of you that have been listening, you already know this, but for the new listeners, I'll just do a very quick introduction. There's four personality styles. All of us are predominantly one of them, although there are a few people that are 50-50, but all of us act out of all the quadrants at times, but we all have a default position, mm-hmm. a style that is most comfortable for us, and all things being equal, this is really about behavior. We're gonna behave in a way that's indicative of this style. So there's D types, I types, S types, and C types. I'm your prototypical D, classic D, and if you wanna just think of who Ds are, if you don't know me, you could think about Donald Trump, and you could think of a few words that start with D, mm-hmm. directive, determined, maybe demanding, at times dictatorial, decisive, dominant. So D types are pretty easy to pick out. The I type is the next type. You might think about, who did I give as an example last time? I like to give
influence.
The... I was thinking of the person that would typify mm-hmm. an I. I like to think about the Pied Piper.
Right.
You know, if Donald Trump is the D leader, the Pied Piper would be the I leader. The I people are enchanting. Mm-hmm. They are, if you want to think about I words, you might think impetuous, immature. They're the perpetual Peter Pans. Mm-hmm. They're inspiring.
If you want to think of a celebrity, think Ellen DeGeneres. She's definitely an I.
Oh, very good. I think she's probably an I. Yes, she's got a she's got a little bit of a heart there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, yeah, but
she scares
people
all day for fun. So.
Well, that's the jokester is the I. So yes. I people, D people are usually leaders, and they work either independently or at the top. I people are entertainers, they're teachers, they're preachers, they're actors, they're singers, they're dancing. These are people that love to be in front of the room. Mm-hmm. And this is the group that we're going to focus on today. Just to be real quick so all of you know where you fall in this system. The S people think about Mother Teresa, sensitive, supportive, sharing, caring. These are the caregivers of the world, the nurses, the therapists. These people are just on the planet, put there by God, I think, to help and heal. And our last type is the C. Think about Mr. Spock from Star Trek, if you're old enough to know who he is. And think critical, cynical, conscientious, and these people, cerebral. These people are meticulous. They are methodical. They're usually highly intelligent, highly systematized, highly organized, and they're really on the planet to keep everything going because they take care of the data, the spreadsheets, the administrative work, everything that requires math and accuracy. And these people don't get noticed as much as the D's. We stand out, and the I's who make themselves known. The S's are shy, and the C's are a bit quiet unless they're getting a group organized. They're typically the managers.
Yeah.
So let's now, if you're not sure what you are, you can listen to the earlier podcasts that go much more in depth into all the styles. And if you keep on listening, we'll go deep into, today we'll go deep into the I, how to get them to say wow, make them happy, give them a great customer experience. And then in the next podcast, we'll get on to the S and the C. Anything you want to say before we get started, Jamie?
I mean, I'm an I, obviously, and I just
want to
have fun.
But it's not obvious yet. Wait a minute. It's not obvious yet.
It isn't obvious yet. But
it will be.
I just want to have fun. If you want to boil them down, we just want to enjoy what we're doing all the time. That's it. So we're that simple.
So we're going to do something different on the podcast today. Instead of Jamie interviewing me, because he's an I, I'm going to interview him and ask him lots of questions about what gives him a great customer experience, what makes him happy, what makes him say wow. So let's just go a little deeper into the I personality. So if somebody's wondering if someone they're looking at or just meeting or no, or they themselves are an I, what would be one thing that the I person does a lot that would immediately be a clue that this person is an I?
The biggest thing is smile and laugh. They're going to be laughing. They're just going to be enjoying life. That's the best way I can explain it. For the most part, obviously, nobody's happy all the time. That's life. But for the majority of the time, especially when we're around people, we're going to be laughing. My favorite times or when I'm, you know, in a group of people discussing, talking about something, and laughing and just having a good time. That's, that's
now,
what we do.
I'm in Italy now, so it's the evening. What time is it where you are on the east coast of
the
state?
It is 1:36
Okay, let me ask you a question. Have you laughed today yet?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so for me, I think it's like around 7:36 And I have not laughed today.
You just laughed a second ago, just to let you know.
I mean, until I got with you.
Exactly.
So I people, for me, I don't drink at all. But if I, what I compare it to is when I'm around an I, it's like I'm having a drink.
Right.
You know, I people get me to laugh, relax me. And I think the important thing you need to know about the I is it's not just that they laugh and smile. Wherever they are, they bring joy and laughter and they lighten that place up. A place that doesn't have an I is like a room without the lights on. It's just, it's dim and it's not that attractive. So if you want to think about places where you do not ever see eyes working or congregating, Think about a library. There's a lot of meticulous, methodical work. That's not the forte of the eye. And why would they go to a place where you can't laugh and talk loud and have a party?
I would never go to the library to work or do something.
Exactly. Ever. Or for any reason, probably, right?
Yeah. It's way too organized there.
Right. So when you go to the library, who says, hey, let's go hang out in the library today? No. I'll meet you in the library. No. Nobody wants to go to the library because there are no eye people there. Now, where do we want to meet people if we're not going to meet them in our home?
Yeah, I mean, I love being in the community.
But where would you meet someone if I said, hey, Jamie, let's meet up? It wouldn't be the library. Where might you invite me to meet you?
Probably at a coffee shop, somewhere like
Which
that.
One? Which
I
one?
I would go to my Starbucks if I had to choose because
okay,
I
want to say something about Starbucks, and then I want to ask you about why. But Starbucks is a place we all go. And what are the people behind the counter in Starbucks? Eye people. They're laughing, they're smiling, they're witty, they're entertaining. They make you feel happy.
Yeah.
They might even get you to say, wow, they're so funny and entertaining, and the way they can remember all the different, 10 qualifications of your drink, specifications, I mean. So Starbucks is a place with a lot of eyes, and that's a place eye people like. And maybe you can tell us why.
Well,
you like your Starbucks.
Now, there is regular Starbucks, and I've been to a million of them from here to Europe. And, they all have a very similar feel. Now, my Starbucks is a little different. I started going to this Starbucks. It's newer. Just opened this year, and the customer service is completely overboard. I mean, they are unbelievable. It is not like any other Starbucks I've ever been to.
So let me ask you something, because I want to hear about that. But since we're talking about eye people, are we talking about baristas that are eyes or just all the baristas there?
Everybody, the entire staff. Whoever's leading that staff has built a culture for them that it is customer service centric. That is what
And how many
about.
How many of the baristas in your Starbucks do you think are eyes?
I would say at least 6 or 7. I mean, it's definitely a high eye place.
Because I want people to get a picture of how an eye would serve, because they are, by the way, typically the number one absolute best type for sales. That's one of their favorite jobs. If they're not in front of a room, which is their absolute favorite thing on earth, doing something in front of people, they're going to be in sales because they love getting people enthusiastic. Okay, so tell us about your Starbucks.
So my Starbucks, it's close to my home, but there's actually another Starbucks closer, but I would drive 30 more minutes to get to the Starbucks, because when I walked through that Starbucks, and it didn't take long for this to happen, they knew my name. And I'm not talking about one barista. I'm not talking about the manager. I'm talking about every person in the Starbucks knows who I am. And I walk in. Now, one, it's there. I'm a lot. I go there quite a bit, quite often to work. But they know my name. And I walk in. They say, hey, Jamie, how's it going? And it just reminds me of the old show Cheers, if you remember that. And the song says where everybody knows your name, and it's just a place where I can go. I feel like I'm at work, even with them, even though we don't work together. But it's just a great environment, and
so let me stop you here, just for a second. First of all, I'm a D. I don't watch TV. We're workaholics. We don't have time for that. So, no, I never saw Cheers. And I probably wouldn't watch a show with a name like Cheers. D people are not cheery. That's the I thing. Okay, so since we're talking about customer service, I want to just mention probably the most significant thing you need to know to make an I happy, which is what their emotional need is. So last podcast, I talked about the emotional need of the D being respect. So that is absolutely a deal breaker if you do not give a D respect. And if you do, they will just love you.
Yeah.
So with the I, their emotional need is to be liked.
Absolutely.
So when Jamie walks in and these people are like, hey, Jamie, he feels like they like him. That's really what it's about. So when you're with an I, that should be your driver. And every interaction with the I is to make sure you're meeting that emotional need. And imagine they're having like you want to see a D with a sign on their forehead saying, give me respect. you want to see a sign on the forehead of the eye that says, make me feel liked. Mm-hmm. Show me you like me.
Yep.
So saying somebody's name, I'm sure they don't just say, hey, Jamie. It's probably a little more enthusiastic,
it
right?
It is. It's hey, Jamie. It's definitely goes up in tone. And it's mm-hmm. and it is definitely how they say it. It's mm-hmm. not hey Jamie. It's hey Jamie. It's definitely how they say it.
So would you say they act like they're excited to see you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, like.
Okay, so that's everybody. If you have an eye customer, you want to make them happy. You want to make them say wow. Mm-hmm. Make sure everybody in your workplace knows their name mm-hmm. or repeats their name and is excited about seeing them.
Yep.
When they come back. So that it's meeting the eye emotional need. Mm-hmm. They need to feel liked.
If you want to bring them back to your establishment mm-hmm. or whatever service mm-hmm. you're in, if you want to bring them back, show them you like them. And don't fake it, because mm-hmm. the eyes are very intuitive with relationships.
Oh, that's a good word for eye. I forgot intuitive. By the way, it's not possible not to like an eye.
It is.
They're very likable.
Yes.
Everybody likes them. You may not want to live with them, because I left out another I word. They may be a little irresponsible, not too sure what day it is, what time it is, what they were supposed to do. They might have forgotten their wallet, their keys.
That is true.
You know, so they could get irritating. It's another I word. And long, if you spend a lot of time with them, if you're a D, see, people generally love them and marry them, by the way. But everybody likes them, at least mm-hmm. for a few hours. They are great company. Okay,
yeah.
So no one's going to fake that they like an eye. Eyes are likable.
Right.
Okay,
absolutely.
What else?
I think the other thing that they really do well there is mm-hmm. more than almost multiple times a visit, they will ask me, and they're not just asking me to ask me, they'll ask mm-hmm. me how things are going.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives me a chance to tell them, hey, yeah, this is what's going on. This is, you know, and then they will dig deeper and they will ask me, well, what are you working on today? And more.
Okay,
than,
so let me explain mm-hmm. something. So eye people love to express themselves. Mm-hmm. Like I said, whether they're in front of a room singing or dancing or teaching or preaching mm-hmm. or juggling, or they're a comic or whatever they're up to, they just love to talk. Now, D people, we love to lecture.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking, we're teaching. We're not just chatting about our day. If you ask us how our day went, you might not even get an answer. It'd be like, why are you asking me that? You know, I don't even remember. I'm busy. But if you ask us about the meaning of life or who should be president, you should be prepared for a lengthy discourse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the eye person, on the other hand, will talk about anything
mm-hmm.
they think is entertaining or inspiring or interesting, which is a vast amount of subject matter. And usually it will be amusing, or they will make it amusing. They'll pepper the conversation with laughter
mm-hmm.
and they won't be brief. And so if you ask them, how's it going? That's an invitation to them to share something that they think is going to make you feel good. And by the way, just like their emotional need is to be liked, their purpose in life is to make other people happy. So when they're talking mm-hmm. to you, they're not going to tell you about the horrible thing they read in the newspaper.
Nope.
They're not going to tell you sad facts about life on planet Earth. What might you tell someone about?
You know, we're going to talk about something that's amusing, incidents, funny things that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I usually lead with something corny and a joke. If you know, I don't know if I'd call it a joke. You know,
amusing story.
Yeah,
a little anecdote. Yeah.
Yeah, I may say, hey, you know, when I see somebody, I say, hey, what's the word, bird? And it usually catches them off guard. They're like, what? So, just little stupid things like that, and things
so
that are gonna get.
You've been awake today.
Oh yeah.
It's 1:30 your time. Did you tell any stories today to anybody that you can remember?
Today, no, because I've not been with any mm-hmm. other people. But yesterday, yeah, I told.
Mm-hmm. Tell us the story. Don't tell us the story. Never mind.
Right.
Never mind.
Yeah.
You do not want to ask an eye to tell you a story unless you have a lot of time. But just give us the topic of the story. Topic.
I'm trying to remember yesterday.
Oh, forget about that.
Yeah.
Eye people, that's another thing. If you're an eye, you cannot remember things. I already gave a lecture today.
Mm-hmm.
A full-out lecture. The two Italians that were listening to me
surprised.
In my very poor Italian were astonished. But they were a captive audience because I was buying something in the drugstore and they were behind the counter. They couldn't go anywhere. But I will give a lecture whenever I can, and I will tell an amusing story whenever they can, or make an amusing observation.
Or for me too, depending on the situation, depending on the group, I'm going to want to inspire. If I can inspire.
Oh, yeah. Inspiring, amusing, one or the other, or both.
Yeah.
Both together.
It could be both. Yeah. It could be either way.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the second thing you want to think about with I people, to make them happy, to make them say wow, is let them talk. They don't really want to hear your stories. Like D people, the D's and the I's, we are the worst listeners. I just can't wait to give my lecture, and I people can't wait, you know, to amuse and entertain you and inspire you with what they have to say. They love they love the limelight. So to make an eye say wow, besides really showing them how excited you are to see them, how much you like them, you want to let them talk and ask them, give them an invitation to talk.
Yeah.
You know, ask them about things they're interested in talking about. So what would be a favorite subject for an eye besides how are things going? Is there something you particularly like to talk about?
You know,
it's not with the horrible news in the newspaper, right?
Definitely not. That's not my first go-to.
Politics.
Although I will talk about politics, but I will typically...
But not how the terrible state of our country or the world.
Right.
Right?
I will lean towards something stupid or something that's funny about politics. I will definitely lean that way.
Okay, so do you have a favorite subject or any subject that might be amusing to the person you're next to is fine? No particular favorites?
I mean, really, there's not necessarily a subject. It could be a hobby, like golf. It could be anything. Honestly, I can kind of be a chameleon in that sense, where I can talk about anything, but it's always going to lead back to humor, probably. It's always going to lead back to inspiring or something like that, along those lines. Like personality types, this is like one of the my favorite things to talk about, which I get to do at my job every month at orientation, because I get to give a disc presentation. So anytime I can make people laugh, anytime I have a chance to inspire them, that's where I'm going to lead the conversation. That's where I'm going to go. It won't be depressing. I'm not going to go down that road. You know, now
yeah, so that's another way, that's another clue to the eye, is I see the full half of the glass. They always see the positive thing.
Always.
They always speak in a positive way. They're very optimistic. They're just tiptoeing through the tulips all the time, for those of you that remember Tiny Tim. He used to be my eye example, but it wasn't too flattering. So
and I think that
I moved on.
That and that can be kind of a blessing for the eye, being optimistic. With people and situations, but it can also be a curse where you're not seeing the full picture because you just want to be optimistic when there's really nothing to be optimistic about in a certain situation. There's those times. So we may trust people more than we should and get burned by that. You know, I had an incident where I did that. I have a side business and I completely trusted a client with no contract. We didn't do any contract of any kind. It was a substantial amount of money as well. And I got burned because I completely trusted them and trusted the relationship. So that's where you have to be careful being an eye or working with an eye, not to manipulate them.
Well, now they know how. Just get excited about seeing them, let them talk. So what else should somebody do? Let's say you're in a sales situation. You're wanting to buy something, and there's a salesperson there. What should that salesperson do when they're meeting you? We've already established they're going to be friendly. They're going to try to, in some way, let you know that they like you. They're going to find something likable about you. They're going to let you talk. What else can they do to make you have a great experience and maybe even say, wow?
Whatever they're selling, whatever that is, tell me how this is going to make my life better and how it's going to help me and make my life more positive, more exciting, anything like that. If they can frame it in that sense, no matter
what.
Okay,
so
what I know
about the eyes is what they want to do is make people happy.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they like to make people happy is by having fun with them. They want people to laugh and have a good time, have fun. Mm-hmm. I like to make people happy, too, by educating them and giving them a lecture. The S people wants to make people happy by healing them and helping them, comforting them. They're kind of like they take the therapeutic approach. The C people wants to make people happy by helping them get organized and by being efficient.
Yeah.
So you want to have fun. You want to make people happy. So if I'm trying, let's imagine I'm a salesperson. Am I going to be talking about efficiency, or am I going to be talking about how this is going? When you get this, you're going to feel happy. You're going to make other people happy. This is going to be fun. You're going to have fun with other people. Or and I want to talk about quality and efficiency?
The key word there is feeling. Tell me how this is going to make me feel, and it better be positive. So now if you tell me how efficient it is, that's fine. You tell me how much money this is going to save me, that's fine. But that's not the thing that's going to hook me. It's going to be how this is going to make me feel more optimistic about whatever the product is or whatever it is.
Okay, so you're probably going to be interested in things that make you feel happy, make other people feel happy, like I said. So that would be the context in which you would share the value of whatever product or service. Do you have like a story where you were in a sales situation or a customer experience situation, maybe where you'd already purchased a product or service and somebody really made you say, wow, outside of Starbucks, was there something they did or said that you really appreciated as an I?
Yeah. So thinking back in the summer, me and my wife for the first time got to go to, well, for me, it was my first time going to Europe, and we got to go to France and we flew British Airways. And honestly, I was really worried about the 8-hour flight. Cause I thought just sitting there, you know, I'm a big guy. I just sitting in that seat for 8 hours seems like a hell. But getting on the airplane, I was sitting in an aisle seat next to somebody I didn't know on my left. My wife was across the aisle on my right. The flight attendant looked at us and she knew that we were together. And she immediately started looking around because there were some empty rows. And she said, hey, can I reseat you in your guys' own row? And that she was looking out for me. She genuinely act like she liked me, and it was the way that she made me feel. But like, because I want you to be comfortable, I want you to enjoy this experience in this 8-hour flight, and that made all the difference for us.
So it made me that reminded me that one of the best ways to identify an I person is they're people. Other words, for me, if I'm in the airplane and somebody offers me a better seat and I'm not next to my companion, and I'm okay. I'm not a people person. You know, I like to help people be more successful, to get what they want, to rescue them if they have a problem. But I don't need to be around people all the time.
Yeah.
Now, I think I like to talk about them three ways. They're people pleasers, and party people, the P's.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to be alone on an airplane, not sitting next to your wife, is not an ideal situation.
No, that will drain me. Totally.
Yeah. Probably being alone isn't your favorite thing either,
no,
is it?
It's totally not. I will do anything. That's one of the reasons, because I could sit at home and work. I have all the same things. I could make coffee. I could do all that here. Mm-hmm. But I choose to go to Starbucks and work because I can be around people, even though I may not be talking to them the whole time. But I'll have my little conversations and different thing. And I've met people.
Okay. So I think what made the flight attendant actually make you happy is that she met your need as a people person, not to be alone.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So 100%. I think that you need to remember that people really appreciate people, want to be with people, do things with people. They don't want to be by themselves.
Yeah. But the joke's on my wife because she's a D and she wanted to be alone.
Well, we're okay. So, I just said that before. If it's a better seat, okay. I'll see you later, significant other. You know, I'm getting upgraded. I'm getting an aisle seat. That's what right. I like in the front of the plane. Mm-hmm.
But it was a completely yeah. different experience, and that eight-hour flight wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Okay, so but I really think it's to tap into the need that the eye person has mm-hmm. to be with people, to be around people.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And I think so, it goes back to introversion and extroversion, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah, eye are, people extrovert.
Yeah, we're extroverts, you know, and I know it's a sliding scale, but I'm definitely on the end of the extroverted scale where that's where I get my energy is around a group of people. That's mm-hmm. where I find it. My wife, she's a D, she's introverted. Mm-hmm. She gets mm-hmm. her energy by being alone and recharging her batteries when she's by herself. That
well, you know, draining. D people could be introverted or extroverted.
They could, absolutely. Yeah. My wife personally is an introverted D. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay, so now if the I person's emotional need is to be liked, you know, to get approval, mm-hmm. What should somebody avoid in a customer service situation? Like, did you have an experience that you could share with us? It could be, I like I said, the initial contact or after that, where somebody did something which for you as an eye was just a deal breaker. Hmm.
I have less of those experiences because I'm usually the one that engages first. But mm-hmm. there have been those experiences. I just got to
think. So look at this. Eye people are so easygoing and happy mm-hmm. that he cannot even remember a time when he wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. Me? No problem.
Right.
No problem.
Yeah, I could easily think of the times that I've been made happy. But there have been
like
those
if
times.
I walk into a restaurant and I'm ignored for... Mm. And it's not a crowded restaurant, 5 minutes, I'm ready to go.
And that would be one for me, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, being ignored. You don't like to be ignored.
Being ignored. And that actually happened. That jogged my memory. It was here recently. I was at a restaurant. We sat there for 15 minutes. Well, the person stopped by and said, hey, I'll be right back. I'm helping other people. I'll be right back. Well, they came back in 15 minutes. And we saw them going back and forth. If we just mm-hmm. had drinks, we would have been fine to just sit there. But they avoided
us. Right,
so
eye people, it's not just that eye people need service. The truth is, the reason the eye loves to be in front of the room is they thrive on attention. Mm-hmm. Attention. For so sure. if you're not giving an eye attention, they're not going to be happy. Mm-hmm. Right?
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you really want to get rid of an eye, you should ignore them. Mm-hmm. Anybody who has an eye they want to get rid of.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Also, wait a minute. You can also tell eye people you're not happy about what they're doing and that you don't really like them. That will drive them away pretty fast.
Yes. And I have had that happen. I tell
can
this in
happen.
my disc mm-hmm. presentation. Mm-hmm. I talk about eyes want to be liked. And I had a person who I found out through another person that, they did not like me. And it blew my mind. I'm like, are you kidding me? And all that made me want to do is
make
them like me. And it drove me nuts. And this person's name was Candy. How can you not mm-hmm. like me with a name like Candy? I mean, come on. Are you serious? So, and that person's a D. They don't like being around people that are a little more bubbly and
well,
sometimes.
We do. No, everybody likes eye people. It's just about how much.
Right.
Because how and much I, time we can spend with them because they are bubbly and cheery. Mm-hmm. And that's great. But they also could be a little discombobulated at times. Mm-hmm. And D people are not known for their patience.
Right.
So I think this is really important that eye people really want to be reassured and know and only be around people that like them. They want to be reassured you like them. And like for me as a D, if people don't like me, okay. I'm not everyone's cup of tea for sure. And if you're a D, you already know that there's just a lot of people. You just walk into a situation and maybe half the people there think you're fascinating. The other half just totally hate you.
Yeah.
Probably your listeners already. Some of them love me. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. There's people that are listening and they're like, oh my God, is she arrogant, you know? And a lot of people just find us intimidating.
Yeah.
And like, think about Donald Trump. He's a D. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do not like him. We can safely say mm-hmm. that. Do you think he really cares?
No, he could care less. Doesn't bother
right.
me a bit.
Right. Whereas an eye person, it really does distress
yeah.
them.
And as a matter of fact, going back to Donald Trump, I think he likes that you don't like him.
Well, let's not get carried away. He'd be okay if he won the popularity contest.
So, but yeah, and thinking back, and when I found out that person didn't like me, if I'm being totally honest, it hurt. I mean, I literally thought about that.
Because this is your emotional need. Mm-hmm. You really need to be liked. When this is the critical thing about DISC. I just want to say this. I really didn't explain what DISC is for, you know, because we've gone over it so many times. But the main thing is, if you know what someone's emotional need is on DISC, you can connect with them. You can make them happy. You can sell them things. You can work with them. You can influence them. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the golden key to a relationship, is meeting people's emotional needs. Yeah. So knowing now that the I has an emotional need to be liked, you just show them you like them, and they're going to roll out the red carpet for you. Mm-hmm. And you can start that relationship. If somebody gives me respect, I'm wide open.
Yeah.
And conversely, you disrespect me, no game.
Right.
You know, game off. And if you right away start ignoring and acting hostile to an eye, they'll be crushed.
Yeah.
Crushed.
For sure. So true.
Yeah. So the main thing with DISC is knowing everyone's emotional need. And for those of you that are S's and C's and are just waiting to hear what your emotional need is, and you can't wait for the next podcast, the emotional need of the S is to have their feelings validated. So remember I said their conversation was very therapeutic. They love to be asked, how are you? And then you listen and show them that you care about how they feel, and you validate their feelings. You show them they have a right to feel that way, even if you would never feel that way. And the S will just love you. They will shower you with love. And by the way, if you didn't relate to Mother Teresa as an S, you could think about Obama, if we're going to talk about world leaders. And the C, the emotional need of the C, is to have the quality of their work at analysis acknowledged. So the C people are perfectionists. They're amazing. They barely ever make a mistake. It's just true. Outstanding in their efficiency. And very, very few people acknowledge that. They just think C people are something like robots. They just automatically are perfect and do the kind of things that most of us can't do that require that kind of detail and... you know, so too, if you want to make a C happy, to say, hey, you just did a perfect job. You always do everything perfect. What's your secret? And you can't do it too obviously. Yeah. You gotta be subtle with it. Yeah.
And I got a good example of that. I was working on a website menu for one of our companies, and it was a restaurant menu. And I went through this thing, and I worked and I worked and I worked, and I thought, I'm gonna make this so detailed. And I did my best, Lisa. Gave my all, thought it through, and I sent it to a C, and this person looked at it and they found like 10 things that needed to be changed. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And it's those people.
Okay,
are just
so
good.
Okay, so I people do not like nitpicking.
Yeah.
And C people nitpick.
Oh, they love it.
Don't be offended, you C people. We're going to call that meticulous and methodical.
And vice versa.
But from an I point of view, it's nitpicking. They are very critical at times. You know, the C people do generally love I people. Not every minute of the day at work, but opposites attract. Usually Ds and Ss love each other. It's it's very chemical, D and S. It's really love-hate, but mostly love. And C, I, is very chemical, you know, very love-hate, mostly love.
And let me say this as a growth point for those eyes, learn to utilize that criticism. I have a friend that I work with, and she is so good at finding little nitpicky things, and I've learned to value that though.
And this is a C person?
She is extreme C, hardly ever wrong when it comes to details. And
no, they're brilliant, but totally amazing.
And I've learned to value that. Now, at first, I'm like, okay, I rolled my eyes. I thought, oh, this is annoying. I don't want to deal with this. But this person has been such a beautiful person to have in my life.
No,
especially
I people require C people in their life, because I people don't do details. They don't do forms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they need to have a C, and they need somebody who's going to hold down the fort, and that's what C people do.
And that's the beauty.
I
want
to just tell one little story before we finish up. Mm-hmm. So I'm in Italy, and I have to say here, the customer experience is over the top. It's just mind-blowing. And so the other day, I went to this pizza place, and we may be able to get this person on our podcast.
Nice.
In any case, I went to this pizza place. It was called 3D or 3DD Pizza. I couldn't figure out which the name mm-hmm. meant, three-dimensional, or I don't know. I don't know what it meant. Then it turns out I was given an
personality.
No, it wasn't actually. Old pizza is three-dimensional. And it wasn't a triple D personality, which is what I'm going to get to. But I think what they told me when I got there is that they let the dough rise for 3 days and that they told me how this pizza is the most digestible in the world. So anybody coming to Florence, if you want to check that, I think it's 3D pizza or maybe 3DDD. 3DDD. In any case, I go to this pizza place because it got a great write-up, and I'm on a quest to eat all the pizza that's good in Italy and find the very best pizza, which I think I have done, and this is on my list.
Yeah.
Anyway, I go into this place, and it's a relatively new restaurant, and I notice it's got a lot of people in it, and this group of people is in there, and the waitress is kissing all of them. And I'm like, you know, they can't all be in her family. It's just unlikely.
Right.
And I know it's a new pizza place. I wonder if she's kissing the guests in the restaurant, you know, the patrons. I'm not sure, but she's talking and smiling and laughing and kissing. And it's just the most lively place. And mm-hmm. and that's what I people do. She's an I. They just bring life to a place. They bring vivacity and friendliness. And this place has that quality. And then she comes over to me, and it's just like... just like I had an alcoholic drink, and I don't drink, but I remember that feeling. Hi, how are you? What can I get you to drink? It was just like so much enthusiasm about me.
Yeah.
And so I like that. And she just asks my name, and she's asked me where I'm from. And she's just so excited about me. And the pizza is fabulous, but I have to say that with that kind of customer experience, whatever you're getting is fabulous. And then this guy comes from the back after I've had this amazing pizza. And he asks me if I'd like a dessert. And it turns out he makes the cappuccino and serves the dessert. And he's like, what's your name? Where are you from? Asks me lots of questions, shakes my hand. I feel like he's my best friend and she's my best friend.
Yeah.
When I leave, he shakes my hand and she gives me a bunch of kisses. And I'm like, of course, she kisses everyone, because by the time they leave, she's made a friend. And that's the mm-hmm. the greatness of the I personality. Now, this story has a sequel, which is even more astonishing than all the kissing that goes on in this pizza mm-hmm. place. And there is a lot of kissing that goes on in most establishments in Italy, because you get everybody on the street and anywhere else for that matter. When you meet them, you get not one kiss, but four.
Like, wow.
Yeah, or it could be two, but you know, could be two, but on each cheek, at least two minimum. So maybe I should tell the sequel now because it's so good. So I really had such a good time there. That's what I people do. They just make you feel welcome and happy. Mm-hmm. And even though I'm a D, tend to be like grouchy at times, they just cheered me up. They're just Italian I people. Nothing could beat them. So I go back another time, and I'm talking to them about how hard it is for me to get a visa. And it turns out that the mother of the proprietor is there, and we're all talking. And by now, the place is emptied out. We're just having a party. And basically, mm-hmm. if there's a bunch of I people around, it is a party, even one. And she's the I, generating all the energy and conversation and goodwill. She's like, and she says to her mother, oh, no, the mother's listening, right? And so... No, she says to the mother, like, she needs a visa. She needs to marry your son. And the mother says, that's right. You need to marry my son because he loves America. He wants to live in America. You want to live here. You both need to get married. And they said, just stay here. He's coming now. And sure enough, this guy comes in and they're like, oh, greet him, bunch of kissing. And like, you need to marry her. And they're pointing at me. And he's looking at me like, I need to marry you? He's never seen me in his life. And I'm like, well, and they're like, yes, she lives in America, but she wants to live in Italy, and you live in Italy, and you want to live in America. It's perfect. I said, listen, This is all in Italian. I said to him, they want you to marry me, not for romantic reasons, only so we can both have, you know, residency in other countries. Because at this point, he's not totally sure. Like, this is a match made in heaven.
Right.
It sounds like on a romantic level, because we can both live in the countries we enjoy together. And I'm
right.
like, and it looks to him like they're just setting him up with me, you know. And I can see he's an ass, a little bit uncomfortable, the sensitive type. I clarified the situation. I'm like, no, they're just trying to help me out because I'm having a hard time getting a visa. And he's like, okay. I can't say he was anywhere near as enthusiastic as the eye waitress, the other guy, and the mom. It was a bit embarrassing, but in the context of Italy and with this happy eye waitress, you know, and being a D, I'm not honestly the most self-conscious person on the planet. I could handle it, but it was a little awkward there.
Yeah.
So let's just finish up. So what's the most important thing you want people to take away from this call? What do they need to do to make I people feel happy, say wow, work with them, connect with them,
yeah,
come back and have a relationship with them?
Yeah, I think.
What do you want them to remember?
Yeah, I think a few things real quickly. You know, when you're communicating, use humor. Use, you know, talk about fun things and keep mm-hmm. it light. If you're in a meeting, you know, that eye, turn them loose because they're going to have tons of ideas. They're going to have so many things they're going to think about. If you're emailing an eye, because sometimes we have to email, we have to send messages, don't just send your email in the subject line if you want to get through to them. But hey, how's it going? Hope you're doing well.
Oh, I guess you don't like my emails. My emails are, I put everything.
I'm okay with that. But every email you get from me is going to have greetings. It's going to have everything. It's going to have an ending and say, hey, hope you do well. Let me know if you need anything.
Yeah, people are the type that send emojis and smiley faces.
Oh, yes. I love emojis.
I don't know. I'm not into that.
Yeah, my new thing right now is me emojis, which is a new thing. It kind of looks like you and it has all these different expressions. They're great.
That wouldn't get me excited. I just want to say one more word about the I. I forgot to say another I word, which is imaginative.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And excited doesn't start with an I, but you know you're dealing with an I because they're excited, they're imaginative, they're enthusiastic.
Yeah.
You know, and you want to keep them feeling that way. That's really, I think, what it comes down to.
Eyes are great starters, not great finishers. So
okay,
find somebody else
like
to finish
it. I'm going to be in Italy for not even 2 weeks more, but hopefully during this time, I met two amazing people in the field of customer service. The eye waitress I told you about and another eye. So maybe we'll find the time to get them interviewed and you can hear an Italian eye.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Okay.
Good deal. Well, Lisa, thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
Well, this was fun. This was really fun. That's the good thing. If you let an eye talk, you start having fun.
See?
Yeah. I wasn't in such a good mood when we started talking, by the way, but I feel good now. And that's
awesome.
A sign you're dealing with an eye. They can put anybody in a good mood.
Yes. Thank you. I'm
glad okay,
to
super.
Do that.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Cool. Thanks. Thank you for listening today. The LTC Hospitality Podcast is part of the LTC Podcast Network. We invite you to check out our other podcast, the LTC University Podcast. Thanks so much for listening today, and let's keep learning.